Good morning from Dan and Dalton, 7:55 Mobile Mornings on this National Pancake Day. Alec Neyman, I don't think he's talking about pancakes this morning, but he's talking about something. Good morning, Alec.
Well, you know, I started to tell you how to make some pancakes, but I figure you can read the back of the package and be all right.
That's what I'll do, man. Yeah.
So you've got a delicious recipe for us, though, this weekend, a good football weekend, of course, like so many are. What are we making, Alec?
Well, I thought we'd do like a shrimp orzo salad, you know. The ladies like it. The men get along with it okay, too, you know, so it's all right. I tell you how we make it. I mean, orzo is like, you know, it's kind of like a rice pasta kind of thing. Looks like rice. Got the texture of pasta, you know. But you just get your, you know, a bag of that and a pound or so of that if you want to make a bunch, depending on how many people you're inviting over to your house. If you ain't inviting nobody, then you just get your smaller pack, okay?
Okay.
Now, you cook the orzo just like you would rice, you know, and that kind of stuff. But basically, you're going to get you some ingredients together. You want some really nice shrimp. It could be some large to medium shrimp peeled and deveined. Chop you up some good old scallions and cut you some cherry tomatoes in half. Get you a handful of crumbled feta cheese. Get you some cucumbers. Kind of take the seeds out of it and then cut them in little half moons, you know, like scoop it open. Cut it in half and then scoop the seeds out of it and get you some good cucumber there. And then you put some fresh dill. Of course, I like a little salt, pepper, and garlic in mine as well. You can put some olives, you know, stuff like that too. So you can throw just about anything you want in it at that point. But it's the dressing that makes it go so well. And basically, when you make the dressing, you just get you like a large bowl out and you throw your shallots in. You throw you some Dijon mustard, some balsamic vinegar, drizzle a little maple syrup in it even, and then throw you in some oregano and some black pepper, a little kosher salt. I like a little garlic in my dressing too. And then I start whisking all that together and get it smooth, and then I drizzle my olive oil in, you know, till it kind of emulsifies a little bit. Then I just pour it over the orzo with all them onions and shrimp and tomatoes and everything in it and toss it around. And we eat some shrimp orzo salad.
That's good to me.
Sounds good. A nice, refreshing meal. Keep you light for the games tomorrow so you stay awake. Alec, better yet, if people want to have you come out and cater for them or get those heat and eat meals, we have about a minute left here. How can they do that?
Oh, we can do that kind of stuff. You know, we got a great little freezer in the lobby at the catering here. And we got all kind of crab soups and gumbos and things like that. I've got poppy seed chicken, casseroles, lasagnas, beef tips and gravy, all that kind of stuff. You can come grab some of that for a good quick fix. But, you know, it's we into the fall now. I mean, might as well just call it fall, you know, that kind of stuff. So we're taking Christmas parties and booking up the dates there. And of course, holiday season all around. And we got a lot of fundraising going on in October. Little Sister, the Forlorn Party, Greek Fest, all this kind of great stuff. So, look, call us, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namelesscatering.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever that kind of stuff is. And you know what I'm going to tell you, because my Jags are going to take the field in the morning, and we're going to win. So, go Jags!
Alec Neyman, Paul Feinbaum joins us next.